day, another night, another deeply unsatisfying fuck. You're about as good at satisfying me as you are at listening to me. I tell you time and time again to slow down. Let me take the wheel for once. Stop making your orgasm the end-all be-all every time you touch me. Fuck. I'm so sick of this garbage. From now on, I'm placing you under a very specific curse. Made just for you, sweetheart. Because it seems I'm going to have to show you rather than tell you. Because it seems I'm going to have to show you rather than tell you. I know you like hearing me talk, even though you don't listen worth a damn. My every word is entrancing. I know just how to talk to put you in the mood, the proper mood to come. That's what you want, right? To come? That's all that matters to you? Fine then. We'll play this your way. Make sure you come nice and hard, but not whenever you want, not however you want, and not at my expense. Never again. Instead, you're going to take it nice and slow, almost too slow. Tomorrow, you're going to arise to greet a very different world. Different for you. You may not notice at first, but eventually you will. It's going to be hard not to. Very hard. You'll start out with morning wood, just like usual. You'll expect me to chop it down for you, just like usual. But I won't. Not this time. And even if I did, it wouldn't make a difference. Because this curse doesn't work like that. More on that later. But for now, all you need to know is that all will seem normal at first. All will seem well. But you'll notice in the hour or two that follow that your wood isn't going anywhere. It's not flagging like it normally would after being handled through masturbation or neglected altogether. Instead, it continues to ripen and swell ever so slowly in the beginning. So slowly that maybe you can convince yourself it's not even happening. You think something strange might be going on, but ultimately manage to convince yourself that it isn't so. Meanwhile, the bulge is growing. The skin of your cock and balls slowly stretching to accommodate your ever-increasing girth. But still, you try to go about your day. Subtly shifting your package with your hands in a futile effort to get a little more comfortable. You even find yourself changing your walk to accommodate the growing thickness. It's getting to you now. And the worst part is, it's not just the swelling of your genitals that you have to contend with, but all that comes along with it. The arousal, the horniness, and the vague but persistent sense that if you don't get some friction soon, you're going to go absolutely insane. As your balls slowly fill up with cum, your mind slowly fills up with ever more lustful thoughts, fleeting but graphic images of all the disgusting things you want to do to me when you get home. You try hard to stay focused, get your work done, but it's difficult when all your brain wants you to think about is exactly how you want to be fucked and sucked. And with the state you find yourself in, it's going to take some deep sucking and some hard fucking in order to drain your balls well enough to right your world again. But the question is, if you were allowed to have it, would it even get the job done? Or is this simple curse a lot more sinister than it seems? Only time can tell. And time does precisely that. Because as the day progresses, the problem only grows more intense. Your junk gets swollen to the point of presenting a highly distinct bulge. And there are so many dirty thoughts and images flitting through your imagination that you know you're not even going to need porn to get off. You could steal away to the powder room, pull your pants down, and bust the most satisfying nut of your life without ever needing to pull out your phone. That's how disgustingly, mind-numbingly, unfathomably horny you've become. So failing all else, you decide to give it a try. What have you got to lose, right? Except for this very big, very unwelcome boner and the obscene arousal that comes with it. At first, touching your engorged dick feels like a massive relief. But pleasure, that's hard to achieve. After a good 5 minutes of hard stroking, you're still hard as a rock and pointed straight up to the ceiling. It's getting frustrating. So much so that you end up pulling out the phone after all. The porn helps, but barely. You have to stroke hard, actually working up a sweat, until after another 5 minutes, you spurt your way to an unimpressive finish. Yeah, you definitely came, but you don't feel satisfied. And neither does your cock by the looks of it. You're just as hard as you were before you came. And quite impossibly, bigger? You're so sexually frustrated you could cry. But instead, you have no choice but to tuck yourself back into your underwear as best you can and try to finish out the day with some semblance of dignity. The bulge is enormous now, by the way. And you're starting to get some nasty looks from people. Well, thank goodness it's time for you to come home. To me. Your sweet, lovely girlfriend who secretly orchestrated all of this. What's that, honey? You suffered from an ever-increasing cock bulge today? Even jacking off didn't help? You don't say. Well, how about you let me take a crack at it? That's what girlfriends are for, right? So I suck you off real nice and hard. Until you come right down my throat. But what do you know? It still does nothing to quell this monstrous and uncontrollable cock growth. Not even for a second. I smile to myself as I fall asleep next to you and pretend not to hear your stifled sobbing. It's hilarious to me. Your all-important, almighty boner that you can never wait to satisfy is under my control now, and there's nothing you can do about it. In fact, the next morning it only worsens. Your cock is far bigger than either of us has ever seen it before. Unnaturally big. And you're starting to get worried. Don't worry, honey, I say. I'm sure there's a perfectly good explanation for all of this. But of course, I don't tell you what that is. Yet. Instead, I send you to work with the advice to keep your head up and try to find a way to keep your dick down. All throughout the day, you struggle to do just that. But wouldn't you know, it's to no avail. It's miserable and hopeless, not to mention obscene. Your giant bulge on display for all to see. Repeated failed attempts at clandestine jerking off. And such relentless horniness that you feel like it could drive you completely out of your mind. You're so big that the zipper hurts where it presses against your engorged flesh. You wonder how long the button on your pants can hold. If you don't get some relief soon, you don't know what you'll do. Perhaps not much fun for you, but plenty for me. You're calling me, texting me the play-by-play, asking me what you should do, whether it's time to go see someone. Of course not, sweetheart. You're just a horny guy. You always have been. That's just the effect I have on you. But you insist that this is different. Okay, I concede. I'll tell you what. When you get home, I'll fuck you extra hard and good. And that should nicely resolve the mysterious case of the swelling boner. You groan at this promise because it only makes you that much harder and hornier. You like that, big boy? You like it when I tease you about your big, massive cock? You like when I draw your attention to it and remind you that I'm the one who makes it that way? In more ways than you know. Sure, I'm super hot. I suck a mean dick. And this pussy is hotter and wetter than the Amazon. But that's not the only reason for your predicament. It's not the only reason you've had a massive growing erection for the last several days that's finally about to pay off. It's all because you're under my spell. That cock of yours belongs to me, sweetheart. And now, I've finally shown you that. You're done coming whenever you want. Those days are finished. Now you come only when your body can't physically stand it anymore. When your balls are so heavy. And your erection so engorged. That orgasm isn't something you achieve. It's something you endure. And the pressure grows to be so much that your body can't sustain it. When your horniness is so intense that you're reduced to a drooling mess of quivering, mindless need. Only then, my darling, do you finally come for real. Spontaneously, stupendously, and right there in your pants. How does it feel? To have your sex under someone else's control. How does it feel not to have a say in when or how or if you come? Oh dear. I'm certain it feels like agony. Until that final crowning moment when it feels like ecstasy. Oh, I can hear you breathing heavy on this phone, my darling. Your body can't take much more of this. If I were you, I'd brace myself and grab hold of something. And maybe secure something to clean up with.